Takanas Rabbi Avo. So Iskan Rabbi Avo Bekesari Tkiya Sloshvarim Trua Tkiya Satashrat Manafshayu Yoli Ovit Tkiya Trua Tkiya Iginuche Ganach Leovit Tkiya Sloshvarim Tkiya Misapkale. As we saw in Tosas yesterday, they treat it as a real suffix, just like the Rambam does. You know, Kevan Sha'archu Ashanim Iginuche Ganach I Yulule Yolo. So mask of the Ravira Ravavira, Vidilma, Yulule Hava, Vikamafsik, Shoshishvarim, Bin Trul Tkia, the Hadar Avit Kia, Trual Tkia. So we say, yeah, that's why we have Tarat. The Rabbi Vo was covering all his bases. A mask of the Ravina, Vidilma, Ginuche Hava, Vikamifsika, Trua, Bin Shvarim, Litkia. So we say, yeah, the Hadar Avit Tasha. To El Rabbi Vo, my Iskin. So what was the true nature of the Katakana? Yiginuche Ganach Ha'avde, Yule Yalil Ha'avde. So what's this Tashrat business? So misakle dilma ganach v'yalil. So maybe it's actually a combination. So yachi liavinami ipchat kia trua shoshesvarim tkiya. There should be a tar shat. So dilma yalil v'ganach. So the Gemara answers stama de milsa ki misra b'inish milsa bereisha ganach v'hadar yalil. First people, you know, sigh in agony, right? They have a wail, and then they start crying hysterically. So again, it's based on sort of the nature of human beings to cry. There's a svara in terms of this suffix. So the position of Rabbeinu Chananel, which is also the presentation of Rav Haigon, is that really all of them are legitimate and valid. But what Rabbi Avo wanted to do was he wanted to bring Klal Yisrael together. So I think that this is always like a losis go to do if you want to take a din klali approach. You know that my approach I alluded to it yesterday is more of a din prati, that it's a din in Malchios. So it's a very important, theme for Rosh Hashanah. Now, according to this approach, what emerges is very fascinating, because then during the Tkios de Mu'umad, according to the non-Rambam and Tosas approach, according to the approach of Rav Haigon, which is, brought down in the Rosh and many other Rishonim, if you take this approach, then there's a very good reason in Tkios de Mu'umad to only do one bava for Malchios and one bava for Zechronos and one bava for Shofros. Because what are you reflecting? The idea that really they're all valid. Right? So Rabbeinu Chananel points that out here. Everybody follow that last point? That last point is essential. So instead of having to answer the question, as the Bali Atosos did, well, wait a second, what's going on during the Tzkios Temumah? And they say, oh, you already really Yotze during the Tzkios Temyushav. Right? And the answer that I gave yesterday for Tosos, which is really all you really need is a kol shofar to be Ma'aleh, etc., right? The fact of the matter remains that, this is a little simpler for the Rav Haigon and Rabbeinu Chananel approach, which is to say, yeah, look, we wanted to prove the point that all of these kolos are really legitimate. What better way could there be to do that than to just do one bava for Malchios, Tashrat, and one bava for Zichronos, Tashat, and one bava for Shofaros, which is Tarat. So, Takav Rishana Mashach Vishniya Kishnaimar Biyochanan Shama teishet kios b'sheishet shavos b'yom yatsa, right? It's a yom trua, and we're not so worried about the hasik. Tanya mihachi. Shama teishet kios b'teishet shavos b'yom yatsa. Miteishet b'nei adam ke'echa lo yatsa, right? So the idea is trei kali lo mishtami. Already touched on this earlier in the Masechta. Really shouldn't be a problem, because trei kolos from different individuals shouldn't be such an issue, especially if you have agav chavivusei. So there's a major debate here in terms of the girsa and the Gemara. Tkiya mizah utra mizah yatsa ve'afilu b'seirugin ve'afilu kol hayom kulo. So mi'amar Rabbi Yochanan hachim v'amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon yehot tzadak. Right, Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben yehot tzadak. What din do we immediately start thinking of? The most famous din in Shas. Go ahead, Ilan, for that. That Rabbi Yochanan didn't really hold of that sheet of Didelo. Rabbi Vahu was, following Rabbi Yochanan. Vavakari kriyat shema ki matle mevuos mitunafos ishtik. So Basu the Khalif Amar Lay Mahu Ligmor. So now it's a real half-sake, right? Because they're talking about it. But I guess it's Latzorach Kriyashma. So that's the other question that would come up based on this Gemara. So Amar Layim Shahisa Kide Ligmor is Kula Chazor Lerosh. You actually have to go back to the very beginning. So Achi Kamar Lay Lididilo severely. Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't know this, but Lididach, But according to you, follow the sheet of my Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Yotzadak, right, the Svir Lochaim Sheisa Kedei Ligmar is Kula, Chazor, Lerosh, then you should have to go back to the beginning. So Tosfos weighs back and forth. It says, you know, we always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against even Rav and Shmuel, so we should paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. But the fact of the matter is, Rabbi Ovo, who's the Basra here, right, seems to be Choshesh Rabbi Shimon Yotzadak, and they think that that is the Psak Halacha. So they do mention that. So the Bali Tosfos again here say, right, Avgav the Pligel the Rav Shmuel Perik Hakorei as a Megillah Mafrei the Kamei Lag Rabbi Yochanan Gabi Rav Shmuel the Muach Perik Misho to you Miu Kevin the Rabbi Avoh Apalig Hayiktas Nira Lipso Kemoso Dava Basra. Yeah, that we should paskin that when there is a Shehiya Kedei Ligmar Es Kula Sekilu Mochek everything. So that's going to have implications for, you know, you have a situation where the Baal Tokeya is, you know, not able to do it, needs a break. So you have to be careful about that according to Tosos. So if you skip down to the bottom of this Tosos, 8 lines to the bottom of Tosos, or 10 lines. Tzerech adakik b'tkiyos, mishim damar of kaina perikal chalil, im etkiyo l'trua tkiyo v'lo klum. K'rab Yehuda damar shoshin mitzvah achas. Right, the pshutu levana, pshutu l'achara is mitzvah achas. V'tomar asam, dafka be'emtza tkiyo t'rua tkiyo, aval bein karak l'karak, right, if you're in the middle of, let's say, in the tkios dimu'umad, you're in the middle of shofaros. So, you know, when you finish that last tkia, you can give the Baal Tokeya a little bit of a cause. Yachol shaos pachos michdei ligmar a seder of tkia through a tkia. Ule rabbanan de chashvi tkia bivneyatsu through bivneyatsu ma ele shaos bein zelazah kidei tkia achas o tru achas. You have even more of an issue. So again, this is a very practical issue. Halachol maisa, in terms of a Baal Tokeya who needs a break, especially as you're getting to the end of the, you know, once you're in the last 40 kolos, so that you have to be much less worried about. Truthfully, you know, once you're past the first 30 kolos, you're already definitely past the, you know, Doraisa stage. But the Tkios to Mu'umad, you know, that is something to be mindful of, in terms of giving a little bit of a break, to keep in mind, those who are Machmir for the Shita, Tkia Trua Tkia, you know, what the Zman is to be Mapsik, to give a little bit of a break. So it's a very important thing if you're ever going to be a Maskia to pace the Baal Tokeya. I mean, every Baal Tokeya, some of them really like to go faster, some of them like to go a little bit slower, but to be aware of when the stopping points are. You never really stop in the middle of a Pshut Levana, Pshut Lachareha segment. Okay. So, generally speaking, brachos aren't ma'akev each other, tkios aren't ma'akev each other. Rashi is a sort of an unusual interpretation of the Gemara. He says we're talking about the tanios, when they would blow at the end of each and every one of the brachos. But tkios and brachos are Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha'kipurim ma'akvos. My time, and Rabbi Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, imr lufana be'Rosh Hashanah malchios, zichronos v'shofros, malchios k'dei sh'tam lichuni aleichem, zichronos k'dei sh'yavo lufanai zichronecham letova, u'bameh b'shofar. So you see that? The shofar, right, the actual tkios, are ma'ala the brachos. Remarkable idea, the integration between the tkios and the brachos. So, misha birich v'achrakach nisman lo shofar tokeh meriah v'tokeh. So, time until ha'avalei shofar me'ikara, ha'avalei shofar me'ikara, ki shamalu ha'seder brachos shamaluhu. Of course, you would do it in the normal fashion, the seder brachos. Again, I repeat, the line of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, im enu tokeh l'malchios l'amu ma'azkir. Papa bar Shmuel kam l'tzluyei, sharmalei l'shamei, ki nehir n'alecha takali. So when I basically signal to you, you should be tokeh. So amrelei Rava lo amrelei lo b'chaver ir. So Rava says, the truth of the matter is, the integration of the tkios and the brachos, that's only in the context of a tzibur. Tani mehalchi, k'shayu shomin, shomin ala seder, v'al seder brachos, med v'amurim b'chaver ir, Aval shalom bechaverir shoman al seder b'shalom al seder brachos. Doesn't really matter whether you integrate them into the Shemona Esrei or whether you do everything after. Right? Common practice would be, you know, today if somebody can't make it to shul, so we go around and we blow the shofar for them. Shalom al seder abrachos, and we consider that to be fine. So it seems like it's more of a din in the tzibur. V'yachid shalom taka chaveru toke alo. V'yachid shalom birech. In chaveru mivarech alav, we're going to challenge that in a second. A mitzvah token yosem mina mivarechin ketsad. In famous Gemara, shtei ayaros ba'achas token ba'achas mivarechin hochel makom shetoken vein hochel makom shemivarechin pshita deraisa derabanan. And it sounds pretty clear here that you know, against the way that some people wanted to be medayik, let's say in Rashi and Parshas Emor, zichron trua psukei zichronos psukei shofaros. That on Rosh Hashanah, and again, big question in this Gemara, whether this is a din klali or din prati, is this establishing a major chiddush that if you could get a vadai din derabanan, and you only have a suffik of accomplishing a din deraisa, that you should go for the suffik deraisa, not for the vadai derabanan, or a much narrower, but I think very persuasive reading of the Gemara is to argue that it's really din prati in the shofar. How so? We've made this argument in the past, but just to do chazara, it's part of our broader mahalich. If the whole point, right, is that the shofar, as we just said, bameh b'shofar, is ma'ala, the psukim, right, this particular competition between the malchios, zichronos, and shofaros, and the actual shofar isn't really a good competition at all. Because without the shofar, if you just can, you know, accomplish the vadei d'rabbanan, im ein etokei l'malchios, right, lama humazkir, right? It's still a mitzvah to daven, but to be honest, right, you know, the entire thrust of the brachos pretty severely compromised. Okay, so that's a very important din prati possibility to keep in mind. Okay, so we just said that a person, you know, can't daven on behalf of another person, so what about the whole notion of a shliach tzibor and shitas Rabbi Gamliel? So here we go. Kishem shliach tzibor chayav kach kol yachid v'yachid. So Tanya Amr Lodur Rabbi Gamliel, Dvarecha lama tzibor mispalin. What's the point of the tefillah belacha? Shamar lehem kidei lahazdir shliach tzibor tefillaso. You're right. This is the ultimate en hachanami. It's for one guy, so he should be able to get ready. He should review his tefillah just beforehand. Remarkable idea. And we'll come back to it at the end. We'll see, I think, a very interesting lashitaso. So Amr lehem Rabbi Gamliel, Dvarechem shliach tzibor yoridiv ne'ateva. What in the world is the point of having a shliach tzibor? Right, if you can't really do anything for anybody, so, you know, what is it, just so that we can, you know, hit him up for, you know, 10 times chai after davening and say, look, we gave you musaf, you know, cough up the money, like, what's the point? So Amar lo, kedei lahotzi es she'eno baki. No, there are people who don't know how to daven, so it works for them. So Amar lo, kishem shemotzi es she'eno baki, kach motzi es habaki, is the shiach tzibor. So we're not, you know, in the business of differentiating, you know, between who is and who isn't, right? So he's Motzi the Tzibor. The Tzibor is the Tzibor. It's an organic entity, as the Rav used to like to say. So we're not going to be mechalik between those who know and those who don't know. So Amram Rechanim, Yochanan, Modim, Chacham, the Rabbin Gamliel. The Chachamim bowed to Rabbin Gamliel on this one. The Rabbin bowed to the Yach. They said, you know, you're probably right. He's the Shliach Tzibor. They don't call him the Shliach Bekiyim, or Shliach She'enu Bekiyim. So Rav Amar Adayim Himachlokas. So this is, you know, what makes learning Gemara so much fun. So, you know, people who were neophytes in this discipline, they would, I think, have a good chuckle, right? They're having a machlokas about whether it's actually still a machlokas. Right? So you tell people that's what learning Talmud is all about, right? Is it a machlokas? Is it a machlokas? So Rav Amar Adayini machlokas. Shamar b'chia b'reder Rav b'nachmani al zahamar l'shmaisek hamar dimi b'archinina amar lay hachim Rav Adayini machlokas. Amar Rav b'rachana nami. If Lakish said, no, the Chacham never yielded to Rabbi Gamliel. So Miyam Rabbi Yochanan, Hachimam Rabbi Chana, Tzipora, Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchasa Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan says that they paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. That means it's a machlokas. That's why you have to paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. Hilchasa Michal the Kligi. He saw like Rabbi Abba Miyami when Rabbi Abba left the navy. Literally, right? He was on the Yam. Rashi says Shevlik Bisfina. Liam v'chazar, when he got back from the navy, as I like to say. So Pirshei says in the navy, you know, this is what we were talking about. Modim chacham l'Rabbi Gamliel b'rachos Rosh Hashanah yom ha'kippurim. The reason there is a machlokes about whether or not it's a machlokes is because it's arguable that when it comes to certain kinds of tfilos, you know, everybody is begeder she'en obaki, right? The chacham could be moded to that, but the brachos of Rosh Hashanah yom kippur. V'alacha, say alach k'Rabbi Gamliel b'chal d'pliki b'brachos d'chal Hashanah. We passed them, Rabbi Gamliel, that he's really motzi everybody. But there, the Chachamim held their ground. They didn't think that the Shliach Tzibor was really operating on behalf of the Bekiyim. So, Ini, Rabbi Chana, Tiparah, Rabbi Yochanan, Halach, Rabbi Gamliel, Bebracho, Shor HaShashana, Yom HaKippurim, that the Machlokes is in that area as well. Salam, Rav Nachman, Yitzchak, Man Modim, Rabbi Meir, the Halacha, Michal, the Pligi, Rabbanan, Tanya, Bracho, Shor HaShashana, Yom HaKippurim, Shliach Tzibor Motzi Arami Dechavas and Dibur Meir Bacham Omrim Kishem Shliach Tzibor Chayav Chayav Kach Kol Yochid VYochid Chayav. So Maish No Honey. So what was this whole discussion about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Imei Mishim Nefishi Kroy. There are so many additional psukim, right? Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros. Vamarav Khanan Alamarav Kivan Shambar Visaras Kalkasavimar Shuv Eino Tsarav. So Rashi is a very unusual reading of this Gemara. To truth be told, Rav Eitan is a much simpler reading of the Gemara. And Rashi says we're talking about the Psukim Musafin, Neshama Parim Svasenu. Right, Rashi says, Kilomer Kevan Shemar Nasa Vinakav Vinakha Kemitzvah Tsutunacha Kemoshe Kesavta Lene Besorasacha. Right, we're talking about the Psukim Musafin. And Rashi admits, Rabosai Meforshin Lahadar of Hanana Vimachio Zichonis Vishofaros. The Kashli, Hadaloki Rabban, Loki Rabbi Yochanan Benuri, Tanyang Pochsin, Meser Malchios, etc. Who said you could get away with just one? But I showed you guys the Psak Halacha of the Rambam, that the Rambam says, in fact, you can get away with one, which is exactly the way that Rabbeinu Tam learned the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam, if you look over at Tosas, her second Pirish, the Psuke Malchios, the Chronos, the Shofar, Roskai, Vehecha de Hischil, Pligi, de Lo Yivchos, the Marakidis, and the Marakidis, whether it's 10, 7, or 3, all the different Cheetos that we saw there. Ironically, when it comes to the psukim of Musaf, those are absolutely vital. Right? So that's why saying korbanos is so important. In the morning, the group of Shechter has popularized this idea. Right? He put it in one of his earliest svarim. Right? The importance of saying korbanos relative to psukim de Zimra, because you know you really have to say that the korbanos. That's the Yikuva. That could be even a Dinda Raisa. So in any event, Rashi seems to think that, once you say, Kemoshe Katav Talina Besarasaf, you don't really need to recite the Psuke Musafin, and, Tosas is a completely opposite reading. It says, in terms of Malchus, Zechonis, and Shofaros, you can get away with one Pasuk. You know, it's probably not optimal, but in terms of Musafin, you have to recite everything. And then he says, "Aval Musaf de Rosh Chodesh ain't Sarech lahazkir Rosh Hashanah, Ela Shaddai lo b'Mash Amar Milvado Lasa Chodesh Amin Chasah, Shebazeh Nichlal Kol Musfei Rosh Chodesh Haolos, Uchaday lahazkir Gam Asayir Shehu Chatas Yomar Ushnei Siirim Lechaper Ushnei Simidim Kil Chasam." So the Sa'ir, which is the Sa'ir of Rosh Hashanah, and the Sa'ir, which is the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh, Shnei Si'irim L'chaper, right, Shnei Si'irei Izim L'chatas. That's really fascinating. You know, Rabbeinu Tam is reiterating this point, because that was exactly the dispute that we had between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Meshulam, if you remember, in Dav Chas. Ezo Ichag She'achodesh Miskasibo. So first, we thought that Rabbeinu Meshulam was saying they actually literally didn't bring the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh. Right, that the idea of it being, you know, Rosh Hashanah sort of overwhelms the notion of Rosh Chodesh. Then we kind of backed off that point and we said, no, even Rabbeinu Meshulam is Modeh. But the question is whether or not you mention it. Okay. So the Gemara continues on, says, Kevin Shomer is a Rosh Chasuv and more Shuvin on Tzarech. Elamishum, the Abshi Brachos. The reason that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are different is because they're very long brachos. Very, very long. Even without the psukim, alchios, zechonos, and shofaros, if you want to say like Rashi, if you want to say like Rabbeinu Tam, differently. But the brachos are very long, so nobody's really expected to be a baki. There is, of course, a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that a person needs to review before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. You should go through the machzor very carefully to make sure that one is prepared to daven. The Rav was particularly into this, and he would, first of all, he would, give shiurim on the machzor and integrate the machzor into shiurim, and he had very particular hanhagos. My wife's family were the Baalei Tefillah for the Rav for many, many years, and Maimonides, he had many, so they have those machzorim marked up with all of his different changes, different psukim he would have inserted in, when he inserted them in. Okay. Very good. So Gufa, Amr of Chanan al Mirav, Kevin Shem Rasoras, Chazuli Mor Shuvin Otzarach. So Ramina, Hani Mili Biyachir Abba Tzibor, Lo Ismar. So he says we can again draw a distinction. Second time we've seen the distinction between Yachir and Tzibor in terms of how we handle the Psukim. Previously we saw that the integration of the Tzkios with the Brachos is essential in the Tzibor, not so much the Yachid. And here we're seeing the same phenomenon in terms of how many will insist on. We'll make a chiluk between the yachid and the tzibur. So Amr Yishuv ben Levi yachid yachid achad tzibur kevan shamer v'saras chasuv le'mor shuvin utzarech, which again maybe not optimal but is the p'sak halacha of the Rambam. Amr Blazer Lolam Yastir Adam Tulaso, Vachar Kach Yispalam, Rababa, Mistar, Milsir, Blazer, Rachos, or Shan of Yashom Yom Kippurim, Vishal Prakim, of the Cholashan, although you don't have to do this for the regular davening that we do every single day, or even a weekly davening. So, Ini Rav Yehuda, Mazder Tlusa, Matzli, so Shani Rav Yehuda, came to Miklas and Yom, and Klats and Yom, and Abimatzli, Kiprakim Dami, that this was who Rav Yehuda was. Rav Yehuda was Teresa and Duso. And so he used to daven every 30 days. So before he would daven, he would, make sure that he had his davening in order. Very interesting. This is one of the Ramban's primary rayos that he brings, that tefillah is not a mitzvah d'oraisa every single day, because then how could Rabbi Yehuda do it every 30 days? So, Amar Vachem Barviram Shimon Chasida, Potra Yerimliel, Rabbi Gamliel, who took a maximalist position in terms of the Shiach Tzibor, felt it worked for those who were Bikiyim, those who were Shena Bikiyim, Potra Yerimliel, Filo Am Shebisados, people who were at work in an agrarian society. Filo Mibaya, Hani Dekaimi Hocha. Right, so certainly anybody who was there would be Yotze. So Adraba. So Gemara responds, maybe that Svara is not such a good Svara. Hani Anisi, Hani Lo Anisi. Right, the people who are there, maybe they should dafka have to daven for themselves, because if they're capable of it and they're there, what excuse do they have? If you're working out in the field, so that seems like a very legitimate excuse. The Tani Abba Brei, the Rav Binyan, it's even not an excuse, it's Anisi. There's just no way they could get back in time. Abba Brei, the Rabbi Yamin Barchia, Am She'achorei Kohanim, Einan Bichlal Bracha. Right, they're there, and they should have moved away from being behind the Kohanim. Now, as long as they're in front of the Kohanim, we don't care where they are or what they're behind. That's the halacha of Afilu Mechita Shel Barzel in a Mafsik Ben Yisrael, Laviyim Shema Shemayim. Now, what's interesting is the Gemara thinks to compare Birkas Kohanim to Tefillah. And that's what's going on here. That was not obvious at all, right? Rashi says, "Inan bichal bracha." Ba'avu bisham shebesados bichal bracha. Hani the matzu lemesu kamei kohanim v'yifno kohanim aleim v'yivarchum v'hem lo bo inan bichal bracha. It's Rashi in Sota, which in my Cadillac Gemara over here I have quoted, so I'll just read it to you. Sota daf lamed hey ha'omdim b'virkas. Kohanim v'yisakneses achoria kohanim lo anisi ela she'ina bracha chashuva aleya lakor raglam, they're so lazy v'lavo lifnei kohanim lios mizbarachim panim g'negin panim kedas hilkach inam b'chal bracha k'damin an kos sivarchu as bnei Yisrael panim g'negin panim. It sounds like a din d'oraisa, and they're outside of the field of the bracha, so that's why you sometimes see some motion, people go into motion in the shul. Am she'achorei kohanim einam b'chal bracha. So you want to prove on this basis that those who are present and able to daven are not going to be, even according to Rav Gamliel, able to fulfill their obligation with the shliach tzibur. So elok yaseh ravin am Rav Yochan am Rav Yaakov bar Idin Rav Shimon Chasida lo pata Rav Gamliel ela am shebesados. Okay, Rav Gamliel actually said it only works for the am shebesados, specifically because they are not there. It doesn't work for the people there. I'll just leave off the last few words, because I know that some of us are going to be using this for the Siyum, for the senior dinner. Okay, so just to review some of the very important points that we saw today. So we started out with the massive machlokes rishonim, what exactly Rabbi Abba was trying to achieve. So if you go like Tosfos and the Rambam, it was a legitimate safek, and what you're left trying to explain in the Tekiyos Dim Umad is, why do we satisfy ourselves with one bava? And there are all kinds of answers that, okay, you were Yotzi with Tzkiyos Temyushav, and it's a Tircha de Tzibura. Or if you prefer, I try for a more fundamental approach and say the whole point is, even if you think there's a legitimate suffix as to what it true is, right, you want to be Ma'ala, the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros, so what you need is a Kol Shofar, Bameh, B'Shofar, and we're less particular about, you know, what kind of Kol it is. If you go in the direction of Rav Haigon and Rabbeinu Chananel, which we pointed out today, so then it's Adrab, it's just the opposite. It works out perfectly, because what you really want to show is that all of them are fundamentally acceptable. So as long as we got everybody on the same page, that was our goal anyway here. That was Takana Rabbi Avo. All of that being said, I do have a Din Prati reading of Rav Haigon and Rabbeinu Chananel, that it wasn't just, you know, losis go to do in general, a concern about agudos. Sometimes we say, nara naru pashtei, oh, how beautiful it is You know that over there in Woodmere they're doing Tashrat, and in Teaneck they're doing Tarat. So how lovely, right? No, when it comes to, you know, the Yom Malchios, the day of Rosh Hashanah, Vahi Bishun Melech, Bisasef Rosh Hashanah, Yachad Shivtei Yisrael, right? Ki Isha Chad Belev Echad is really a Kiyum in Malchios. So that's the first point that we discussed today. We talked about the issue of Trei Kali Mishtami and whether or not that's actually the halacha when it comes to Shofar, Yom Trua Yalachem, Teisha Kolos, Betesha Shaos, fundamentally you are Yotzei. Who do we paskin like in terms of the machokas between Rabbi Yochanan and his Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon and Yotzadak? Mishakade Ligmar es Kula, so Rabbi Yochanan wasn't concerned, Rabbi Shimon and Yotzadak was a little bit concerned. Tosus thinks we paskin like Rabbi Shimon and Yotzadak because of Rabbi Yavel was Choshesh and Halacha Kebasrai there, and so therefore you'd actually have to be a little bit careful in the context of Tkiyah Shofar about having pauses, right? Certainly, within a bava, a pshut levana, a pshut lachara, and even between, let's say, you know, you're within tashrat, so you have to be careful not to be mafsik the amount of time it would take you to do another tashrat. That is a second point. The third point we talked about is the special integration of the tkios and the brachos and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur based on the statement of Rabbi Yavahu, who else, right? Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofar, Malchios, Kedesh, Tam, Yichroni, Aleichem, Zichronos, Kedesh, Tala, Zichronichem, Levanai, Toba, Bameh, Beshofar, is that there's a fundamental integration there, but it seems like that's mostly a din in the Tzibor, and less so a din in the Yachin. And that brought us to the next point, which is the Machokas between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, and the Machokas about whether or not it's still a Machokas, and the Machokas about where it's a Machokas, right? Is a Machokas always, or is a Machokas specifically by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but it's basically a question about the tkifut of the Shliach Tzibor. What is he actually, you know, doing? What's he able to accomplish? So the Gemara makes it sound like Rav Gamliel takes an absolutely maximalist position, that he's motzi everybody, eshe bikiyim, eshe einan bikiyim, whatever, everybody can be yotzei with the Shliach Tzibor. I actually forgot to point out, but Tosos and Lamedal and Bey says, according to this approach, in Paschal like Rav Gamliel, let's say a person forgot Yalav Yavo. So what should he do? Just listen very carefully and have kavana to be yotzei with the shliach tzibur. So they suggest, rather than repeating the Shmon Esrei, just have kavana to be yotzei, because even though you're technically a baki, they say, okay, we realize you could be mechalik between what Rav Gamliel said is in terms of a person, let's say, who didn't daven at all versus somebody who tried davening, right, and then failed. Maybe that person is dafka going to have to daven again. So Tosfos is aware of the distinction, but they're very open to the possibility. Very fascinating kind of an idea that a person could fulfill Yalav Yavo through Shomea Ka'ona. It's ironic for the Balei Tosfos because, you know, they have a different point of view about that than Rashi, if you're actually saying the words, but be that as it may. We talked about Savek versus Vada. We wanted to know, is it Din Klali, is it Din Prati? To the extent that you think it might be a Din Prati, there's very good reason to argue you should go for the Savek Shofar over the Vada Brachos. Right, because it seems like the rate limiting step in terms of the brachos is bameh b'shofar, that the shofar has to elevate them. Allah lokim b'sura Hashem b'kol shofar, that the kol shofar is mala the brachos. So you don't necessarily get to draw a conclusion that better to swing for the fences, as I like to say, to go for the savik deraisa over the vadei derabanan. I don't think you can prove it based on this gemara alone. It's to require much more evidence to try to prove that. You know, as an absolute halachic fact. In the end of the day, the Gemara says, you know, there's a good reason to be mechalik between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, the Avshi Brachos, right? They're very extensive, and that's why we should review our tefillos before we daven. Yehuda would, you know, review the tefillos before he would daven. And oh, by the way, it sounds like tefillos only din derabanan from the story of Rabbi Yehuda. He didn't daven very often. He davened once a month because, you know, he was very involved in his learning and Torah Sim Luso. And, you know, not like the Rush says, you know, Zman Tfila Lechod, Zman Torah Lechod. Meisir Azno Mishmoa Torah, Gam Tfila So Toyfa. It's kind of like, you know, the purest perspective on that issue. And then the Gemara sort of gives a major concession again. We thought that Rav Gamliel had staked out a super maximalist position, but it turns out that Rav Gamliel might have said dafka for the Am Shebesados. Now, whoever you are out there, the Am Shebesados doesn't mean Sheinan Bekiyan, right? You could very well be Bekiyan. But and it works for them, but that's because they, you know, can't come and do it themselves. So on the one hand, he's certainly taking a maximalist view in terms of the Gavra, but he's looking at the particular circumstances. And interestingly, the Gemara thinks that it has a good raya from Birkas Kohanim, you know, in a chashuva b'neihem la'akor raglehem, people who aren't willing to put in any effort to go in front of the Kohanim, kosevarchos b'nei Yisrael, panim k'negin panim, so they're not going to be b'chal the bracha, whereas those who are, you know, making the effort, but let's say they get stuck behind the wall somewhere, avila mechitza shel barzel in mafsik ben Yisrael, la'aviyem shabbat shamayim. Now, it is reasonable for a person to say, yeah, well, that's because it's Birkas Kohanim, and it reflects a special hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the Jewish people, so of course a mechitza shel barzel isn't going to get in the way. That's the whole idea. Yivarech Hashem, Yishmerech Hashem's going to, you know, watch over us. When it comes to tefillah, right, we're going to have a much different standard, which is, of course, what we say, right? You know, a person to be counted as part of a minyan. If you recall, part of this discussion, when we first, you know, started talking about Zoom, we had all these discussions again, you know, about people participating in a minyan, or what if, you know, how much are we really in the same space? And we had all those interesting conversations, right? Because, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, there does need to be some level of connection. Now, what exactly that level of connection needs to be, you know, is a very, very good question, and a very fair question, but there's to be some level of connection between, you know, individuals who are part of the same tzibur, and tefillah is not exactly the same as Birkas Kohanim in that regard, even though the Gemara does appeal to it, you know, right here. General, was that you? Or not?